Thank you, Damien, and good afternoon. Sheriff's detectives have arrested a man in connection with a suspected homicide after the body of a 33-year-old man was found in McKinleyville. Detectives arrested 21-year-old Michael U. Ravish at a residence on Highland Street in Eureka on Wednesday afternoon. U. Ravish, a resident of both McKinleyville and Eureka, was booked on suspicion of homicide. Detectives interviewed witnesses who found the body north of C Street in McKinleyville, an area known as the Baldy area. The body was found next to a trail, and based on witness statements and the wounds, the case is being treated as a homicide. The name of the deceased has not been released pending notification of next of kin, and anyone with information is asked to contact Detective Todd Fulton at the Sheriff's Office. Today, detectives from the Mendocino County Sheriff's Office identified the victim of a homicide at a remote location on Spyrock Road in Laytonville as 23-year-old Upper Lake resident Hugo Olea Lopez. According to an autopsy, Olea Lopez died as a result of a single gunshot wound to the torso. He had been camping at the location while maintaining a marijuana grow operation. His body was found near freshly cut marijuana plants. The investigation is still underway as detectives have yet to determine a motive or identify any suspects in connection to the homicide. Anyone with information is asked to contact the Mendocino County Sheriff's Office. While 50-year-old Neil Kemp of Miranda was in court on Wednesday dealing with a previous narcotics arrest by the California Highway Patrol, the sheriff's tip line received a call that Kemp's car, which was parked near the courthouse, contained drugs. A deputy and a canine unit were dispatched to the scene, and the trained narcotics dog did get a hit from Kemp's car. While that was ongoing, Kemp arrived at his vehicle and was contacted by the deputy, and Kemp asked what was going on. The deputy told him and asked if he consented to a further search. Kemp declined and was allowed to leave the scene on foot while the deputy got a search warrant. A search of the vehicle turned up nearly 25 grams of crystal methamphetamine, 17 grams of suspected heroin, and cash. Kemp is now wanted by law enforcement. He's an adult white male, 50 years old, 6 feet tall, 155 pounds, with brown eyes and blonde hair. Anyone with information is asked to contact the sheriff's office. At just past 1 o'clock this morning, an Arcata police officer attempted a traffic stop on a motorcycle that had expired registration. Instead of pulling over, the rider, 32-year-old Ronald Reiki of Manila, led the officer on a short high-speed pursuit instead, racing away on Alliance Avenue at speeds of up to 70 miles per hour before finally being forced to pull over on Highway 101. Reiki was arrested for felony evasion, driving with a suspended license in violation of probation, and he was booked into county jail. No one was injured during the pursuit, and impairment is not considered a factor. You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Chances are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job, and no doubt they too will apply for a job close to home. It's great to have local businesses who are willing and able to hire our kids. So next time you go shopping, please invest in your own future and put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai, your hometown Hyundai dealer offering Hyundai cars. Hyundai Car of the Year for two of the last 3 years. I stand behind Hyundai, and we buy local.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. In November, Arcata voters overwhelmingly approved a measure that would tax residents whose electrical usage went above a baseline average for a single household. The measure was generally thought of as a step to combat the spread of indoor marijuana grows in local neighborhoods, but as Deputy Director of Environmental Services Karen Diemer explains, the measure actually grew out of environmental studies.
The tax was born out of two studies. We did a study of all of our greenhouse gas emissions in 2000 that we release as a community in Arcata. We did the same inventory in 2006, and for the most part, we saw statewide or nationwide trends, with the exception, we saw a 30% increase in electricity use in the residential sector.
Diemer pointed out the usage tax is imposed on residents who use the equivalent amount of power used in three normal residences, and if the tax had been in place in 2011, the city could have collected a lot of money.
I should make it clear, the city of Arcata will never know which houses exceed this amount. PG&E will handle all the billing as they do for all the utility building. But there's 633 meters that in 2011 exceeded regularly 600% of baseline. And had those 633 households paid this tax, it would have brought in $1.2 million in revenue for the city.
It doesn't hurt that the energy usage tax does affect indoor grows, another issue the city has been dealing with. And that's the news for KINS News and Information. I'm Stephen Walker.